going to happen with stocks from here? Well, Brian says he's taking another stab at this with a little help from the folks at Deutsche Bank. We already talked about some predictions, right? Goldman Sachs strategist saying if there is a dip in stocks, you might want to buy it. It sounds like Deutsche doesn't necessarily share that view.
Yeah, good. Deutsche Bank puts out this survey of market professionals every month, and the new one just came out this morning and landed right in my inbox just in time to create a take. So Deutsche Bank surveyed 600 market pros, and three charts to me stood out in this story. First up, those market pros looking for a correction in the markets. Now, in October, or the latest survey, 63% of market pros said they are looking for a market correction. In September, that was 58%. So more folks getting a little bit concerned on how the market will end the year up and potentially could see a correction of 5 to 10%. Now, if there's any silver lining there, nobody's looking for a 20% plunge. Next chart here that caught my attention is the new question for a Deutsche Bank survey, the rise or the outlook for treasury yields. Certainly over the past month and a half, we have seen yields climb, put pressure on big cap tech stocks, many other areas of the market. At least according to this new Deutsche Bank survey here, the next move higher in treasury yields, market pros say, will likely be higher, perhaps by 25 basis points. Be fascinating to see if that potential rise further in yields, does that put more pressure on on really these growth stocks that have led the market here, or do investors start buying on these dips? And last but not least, Julie, I saved this chart especially for you here. This is the inflation survey that Deutsche Bank did inside of this latest poll. And I want to call to your attention here what pros said about inflation becoming more permanent. In October, the survey read 31% of market pros are looking for the inflation to become permanent in nature. Now, in September, that was not 31%. That was below 31%, or more folks were expecting to be transitory. And I find that disturbing here, Julie, because when you see a market still trading about 21 times forward earnings, now you're getting into the discussion of whether the inflation we're seeing in the supply chains, is it sticky? Will it be around for a while? I just don't think it's priced into stocks here, given where valuation is.
A couple things. First of all, the majority still says mostly transitory, if you look at that particular graphic. Secondly, again, a reminder, transitory doesn't mean that the price increases that have happened will reverse. Mm-hmm. It means they won't keep going up at the same or similar rate. And thirdly, what that survey didn't answer is whether if there is a correction in stocks, people will be buying. It doesn't say that part, right? It said people think that there's going to be a correction. It doesn't say what you need to do. I mean, I know I bang this drum frequently as well, but it really matters what your horizon is. If you're retiring 5 years from now, or 10 years from now, or 20 years from now, or 30 years from now, whether there's a 5% correction in the next 3 months is largely irrelevant. If you're trading on a daily or weekly or monthly basis, well, okay, maybe that becomes more relevant. But, you know, I don't think that there's definitely not a running for the hills kind of vibe here, Brian Sozzi. On that, I think we can agree.
Well, 30 years from now, Julie, my 2-inch ribeye steak, which we talked about in the show, might go from $45 to $120 at the rate we're going here. But, you know,
we'll be eating meat grown in a lab by then, Sus. Don't you worry.
All right. Fair enough. But I will say this, you know, what is not mentioned in this story, Julie, another topic we talk about a lot here. So you can have permanent inflation as we go into next year and potentially higher taxes. Let's see how the market likes that one.
All right, we'll leave it there. I'm not going to follow the tax thread right now.